What year is this? Oh, 2011. My, we're getting bougie up in here. Cheers. Oh, that's hydrate. It's not that, was it? It's take it away. You said this was your coworker's wine? Oh boy. Oh no. We donated to that Kickstarter, right? Yeah, or too much. Well, it's a good thing that's what backups are no, it isn't wine, but it is coconut plum flavored sparkling cider. And I found it in the Airbnb mini fridge. Yeah, plum. I don't know. Well, no, I mean it's sealed. No, I think it's some like local company. Hold on. Yeah, Bernard's Brews? I've never heard of them. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Ah, yeah, okay. It's located in Idaho? That's weirder, I think. Oh, wait. Let me smell. I'm a little bit nervous. No, but we got it, but we got it. We gotta give it a try, right? For Bernard? Well, I'm gonna try, okay? I'm gonna put my faith in him. I am scared, but one of my resolutions this year was to say yes to life. That's different. No, because if I dove off that rock, I'd have lost half my swimsuit. Yeah, I'm sure you would like that. Maybe if it had been a private beach, okay. All right. Here we go. This is for you, B-man. I'm sorry, can you do it with me? I'm sorry, I feel vulnerable. You make me brave. I'm frightened, okay? Really? Thank you. All right, here we go. You ready? One, two, three. That's what do you think? No, I wanna know what are your true honest opinions? That's nice. No, it's please don't make me swallow. Oh, you fucking my thoughts. It's... It's... I think it's expired. I hate you a little bit. More than I did before. At the very least, you're gonna have to work on reducing that over the course of the next couple of days. Clearly you weren't suffering alone. Now I'm just suffering more. You know what? Don't freak out. No, I said don't freak out. It did make my mouth very numb. I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it has expired. You know what it is? It's a colorful drink. You know what's really sick? Is that okay? I want to try it again. I'm just for curiosity's sake, like, how numb can my face really get? Fine, okay, I won't do it. I won't put that burden on you more than you've brought on yourself. Well, I'm sure it exacerbated it. Oh no. I wonder if I'm just, like, maybe allergic to plums and I didn't know. Oh, I can't be coconut. No, I can't be allergic to coconut. Baby, I can't. It's my favorite cake. Can we form a prayer circle? I just want to make sure that we're taking all the measures that we possibly can. Okay, well, how about this? If my throat closes up, I will be sure to let you know. All right? I am easily distracted, though, so you should be on the lookout. I hope you can make out a blue tinge in the moonlight. <Mm-mm. gasps> Why you jilted me? I don't taste any more like it than you do. That is so rude. What if I am allergic? You know, and this could be our very last kiss, and you're just going to throw away the opportunity. This is so nice. Good idea, honey. I know, I was a little on the fence at first, but that's just because it's been so hot. The breeze is taking care of that. It's a great way to spend an anniversary. Is much better than my idea. We've done enough staycations for a while. Who was it that suggested that we go spelunking? Hannah. Fuck Hannah. I've seen Descent. I know all about those missing people, how it matches up with the cave systems. I know there's something nefarious going on and she wants to put us right in the heat of it. Would you fight another worldly creature for me? Big enough to drag me into the rocky abyss. Ow! Okay, well, what if it was the size of a beagle? Miniature schnauzer. What if I was pregnant? No, but what if I was? Thank you. I'm glad that's all it took. What a loving boyfriend. No, I see where I fall into the grand scheme of things. That's great. You know, that's so nice. That's so romantic. Ask me why I'm spelunking. I'd prefer a worldly child. you know, some people play Mozart and then other people... You're just trying to get out of trouble is what's happening right now. I love your honesty. That's so crazy. I always forget how clear the sky can be. It's kind of depressing. But beautiful. Yeah. Ew! What was that? I hated it! Go tell your corny pickup lines to someone else! Oh yeah. No, you're very romantic. And a bit of a creep, too. I like you best when you're just sincere. Yeah. Just you. I like hearing the sweet, normal things that you say. You know, one of my favorite things is when I get home and you greet me with a kiss and say, "How was your day, fuckface?" I really, really like that. Let me tell you a secret, though. Come here. The sweet breath of the seas cannot hope to compare with the floral notes upon your tongue as you whisper into my ear and sing delicate, dulcet lilt between the very chords of my heart, mi amor. Oh, no, no, wait, I have more. One more. You're the most beautiful person to me. And I'm so happy I get to see you every day. Even when you bring shitty drinks. It's okay if I trace you back. Not like you forgot to apply sunscreen earlier. But I can't really feel the heat through your shirt, so I assume you're not too cooked. I love your shoulders. I know you know, but they make me feel safe. Oh, they're just manly. I mean, to be fair, you could say that about anything on your person by technicality. You've got such masculine teeth. And they're attached to a very strong person. At least, so. It makes me want to let my guard down. I remember my cousin she and her boyfriend were helping a friend of theirs propose. You know, they were like kind of in on it. And I saw the video on Facebook. This was a while ago, but really, really beautiful. It was a really beautiful scene. This couple, they were crying and laughing and just so, like, loving and happy, you know. Something that stood out to me, she had like hugged him afterwards and like kissed his forehead, and it was just, it was so sweet and heartwarming and, you know, inspiring. And my cousin, you know, who was there, was just really happy to see these two people that were so in love, and it made her excited to think about her and her boyfriend's future. And he looked at this moment and just knew with her. This, he would never feel that way towards her. Yeah, it does suck. It sucks really bad. It sucks for everybody. And I'd always been terrified to be in that situation, you know? Like, oh my God, that's, how devastating would that be? Even if it is for the best, it's just, no one wants to go through that. So I ended up kind of keeping myself out of relationships for a long time, because I just thought, surely that's what's waiting for me. I could never find someone that I could be so happy with who would actually want me back. And I'm just so fucking glad that I didn't let it stop me from talking to you. I don't like to think about how much I'd be missing if I just, I don't know. Like, if I told myself you were out of my league, well, I mean, I didn't tell myself that, but I also told myself to shut up and just try. Mm-hmm. I'm out of your league when it comes to basic human decency. Because I'm wearing the sundress that you're always begging me to put on, and you're wearing this. What is this? You're taking beach bum a little too literally. I know that you brought that top I got you because I made sure to pack it. Well, you're wearing it tomorrow. Come on, take this off. Off. I want to see my man. Clearly, I didn't get my fill this afternoon. I have such good taste. Is that why you like this dress so much? It's easy to get your hands under it. Among other things. Will you show me? It's not a private beach. It's light. And there's no one around. Well, we can be quiet. We'll keep it down. I swear I won't. I won't get us caught. I won't get us in trouble. But I wouldn't mind if you did. Are you worried about getting too sandy? Isn't that what the blanket is for? Well, I'm willing to give it a shot. Never got randy on a beach before. What if I bribe you with good drinks? Gatorade. We're gonna need the electrolytes. When you kiss there. Tongue, how bold. Who cares if anyone sees? I'm on goddamn vacation. Leave as many hickeys as you want. You haven't given me one in a while. I miss them, honestly. Oh, honey. I think your shoulders at least did get sunburned. I can feel the heat through my lips. You got a wee broiled, boyo. I'll apply the outlet when we get back. I don't think I did. didn't get burned there. My bikini wasn't that skimpy. Well, maybe I just wanted to keep you looking at me. I always want your attention. Did you like it? My clit. Should I wear it more? Would you prefer I show it off to everyone who can't have me? Or only to you? Another finger, please. Keep rubbing my clay. No. You should see for yourself. I should pay you every time you eat me out. I'm gonna... get why this is a fantasy. I love feeling my handiwork. You're already leaking. Do you want to fuck me? You got me sweat. You deserve to. You deserve a whole bunch of stuff. Put it in. I need to feel it, baby, please. No, okay, I don't want to cut them. Just keep thrusting. But don't I feel so much better? Me too. Oh, God. Stop. Fuck, it sucks. I want to claw at your back a little. Wear sunscreen next time. You're not Superman. Faster. I love it when you twitch inside me. I just love you. Stay with me, please. It's not a whim, I want you to. Feel me. I want you to come. I want. You don't usually push my legs this far back. Oh my god, it's so deep. Oh my god, oh my god.
A man who loves milking. How are your knees?
No, you got a break from them at the end there. Just kind of fling me around. It feels like a lot. Oh, I should probably get off the blanket. Gonna drip out onto it. Achoo. I guess the Airbnb has a laundry room.
Come back down here. I feel like everyone else is doing this wrong. What constellation is that? Oh wait, I have an app. Oh, would you look at that? It's 12:03.
It's officially our anniversary.
What a way to mark the occasion. Yeah. I do. yours. I do. Are you, I don't know, are you good with that? Thank you for being here with me. Can you play with my hair? Just a little bit. I always play with your hands. Mind your own business. I don't know, your fingers are girthier than mine. I'm just comparing them. It's look right there. Do you see that constellation? There, look, it's got the three big stars and then the little cluster in the shape of a teardrop. See? Yeah. Well, that's called the sunburnt boyfriend, and it shows up just to mock the existence of one's hubris. Yeah, exactly like astrological bullying, which is fair. And which is also why we had better get back so I can allo you up, like I said. Well, it's gonna be hurting tomorrow. Don't worry, I am more than happy to provide you with some pain relief.